name is Laura Msingwani. I work as the cervical cancer prevention physician with iTech Namibia. I'm originally from Zimbabwe. When I finished my basic medical training, I was working in Zimbabwe for 6 years? Yeah, before I went over to Namibia. It's really different the way I worked in my own home country and what I experienced when I came to work in Namibia. Back home, I would say I was on the other side. I was part of the community. This is where I was born and bred. So we also used to have other colleagues who were not from Zimbabwe whom we worked with. But my perception of them and trying to include them wasn't so much the same as now. Now that I've experienced being on the other side, when I came to Namibia, suddenly I was the expatriate or the outsider, really. And it's a bit difficult to integrate into the community, and at least that's how I experienced it at first. And it felt more like you're just the outcast on the side. But then with time, as I got to learn the culture, as I also got to interact with some of my peers from back home who are living in the country, it made it easier for me to then get integrated into the society. And now that I reflect back and think of the other side when I was part of the community and looking at other people who were coming in, I think I've really grown in terms of being more accepting and being more accommodating of people. So this has really helped me to have a broader view in terms of culturally different people and getting to adjust how I interact with them. And from all this work in terms of trying to educate me, I would say, on this, it has made work actually easier. It makes me think whenever I'm with an individual, just getting to know a little bit of their background can make me adjust the way I approach them or the way I perceive some of the things that they may say or they may do. That has changed because without that, I might easily get offended, but by understanding someone's background, I think that plays a major role as well.